Love your local high street on Stray FM. Love Skipton.
I said to myself, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. But Katie's persuaded me. Here I am with fish and chips for my dinner once again.
I will.
You're a bad influence, Katie.
Sorry about that. But yeah, it's like I say, it's that smell. It's just so enticing.
Absolutely. So morning, noon and night, you're always serving something here at Busy Lizards.
Yeah, that's right. Our High Street car park location, we're open from 8 in the morning till 8 at night. And we're serving breakfast from 8 to 11. That's available in our takeaway and in our restaurant. And then from 2.30 till 5, we also offer afternoon tea.
And you're a family-run business, aren't you? You've got Skipton in your family.
Yeah, we are. My mother-in-law set up the business over 30 years ago. My husband's worked in the business for over 30 years. And then myself, I've been in the business now for 4 years. And we have my husband's two sons working for the business. We've got a niece who works in the business. We've got lots of family within the business.
I'm with Hilary at Home and Kitchen. Hi.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you very much. Good. How are you?
Very well, yeah, nice to see you in Skipton.
Yes, I know, it's good. And I'm very impressed with your high-tech way of switching the radio off. We don't encourage people to switch the radio off, I must admit.
Certainly but, not with a wooden spoon.
But yeah, Hilary uses a wooden spoon to turn it off. Anyway, Home and Kitchen, how do you like to describe people what you're about and where you're positioned exactly in town?
Well, I like to think that we're just off the high street, here on Swadford Street. It's at the bottom end of town, and we're here for everybody to see.
And you've got lots of wonderful things for the kitchen, for the home. I've particularly noticed the baking stuff.
Yeah, we do have a massive range of baking stuff because of our cake decorating department. We like to think that the two go well together.
So tell us about the cake decorating department.
It's huge. It's about the biggest cake decorating department there is in the area. Certainly in Skipton, there's nobody else does the full range of cake boards, cake icings, decorations, ready-made sugar flowers that we have to offer.
And there's me, you see, thinking all these cakes with these intricate designs on, they've done the flowers themselves, they just bought them off you.
Yeah, exactly.
Love your local high street on Stray FM. Love Harrogate.
Good morning from Colbath Road. It's such a nice day, we've come to stand outside. We're at Bias, which is Scandi Clothing, here on Colbath Road. And I am with Lucy. So, Lucy, Scandi Clothing, it's not fashion-driven, as in it doesn't really date.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that with Scandi Clothing, it is very fashionable, as in it's something slightly different, but it's not fashion-driven in the sense that styles can be worn season after season. They're also very transferable and very comfortable, so you can move from day to night really easily, and so there's no need to head home if you're meeting for drinks or after work and so on. So yeah, they're just really versatile, lovely pieces, and just really nice quality to wear as well.
Tell me if I'm wrong, is it a bit like Scandi furniture then, when I'm thinking of, but that doesn't go out of fashion, does it? It's
no,
modern,
right.
But you go back and you see the same, you know what I'm talking about, the blue and yellow place.
No, I do know what you're talking about, and I think...
Clunky analogy?
No, I think it's a good analogy. I mean, I think all things Scandi, they've got this really good knack of having good design, and that's whether that's from the furniture to the clothing,
yeah.
And they get the good colours, but at the same time, you don't feel like you're sort of walking down a fashion catwalk and look ridiculous. So I think you've hit it spot on.
Thank you so much. There you are. There's a job on some kind of fashion channel for me, wonder, or maybe not.
Love your local high street on Stray FM. Love Pateley Bridge.
I am still here at the spa on the high street, and I'm with Lizzie. Hello, Lizzie.
Hello there.
Will you explain to me who Doris and Boris are and why children love them so much?
Well, when we opened the shop, we have a lovely lady who comes into the shop and said, right, you've got your shopping trolleys, I'd love to make you some sort of characters to sit in them. And they've been so incredibly popular. Every now and again, we have to take them home, give them a quick bath. But people come in looking for them. It's like, where's Doris and Boris? At Christmas, we have Jingle and Jangle, the Santa's elves. But if Santa's elves are in the trolleys, we have to make sure that Doris and Boris are still on show. If not, there's a panic.
But it must help families as well, because if the mum and dad are bringing in the little ones around the shop and the kids think, oh, I don't want to go shopping, mum or dad, they give them their own tiny little trolley and it suddenly makes it like a very fun game.
It does.
Welcome back to Kendall's, the fabulous butchers. We're on the high street in Pateley Bridge and we're here with Paul, and make our mouths water then, Paul, because it's still a little while till lunchtime, so make our mouths water. I have just had the most amazing sweet chilli pork pie, by the way, but what else have you got on here for maybe for tea tonight or lunch today or something for the weekend?
But it's always awkward. I mean, the pie job, I have at least two or three pies a day. I can't help myself.
Do you?
But it is quality
testing.
You look
very well on it.
Yeah, I just don't know how it works. But, I mean, they are nice and lean and well-made and stuff. Mm. But I absolutely love my pies, and I can't. I would say I'm addicted, to be fair. But we do so many different varieties. But it's nice to people say which is your favourite. I don't
actually
have
peas
have
in them. The sweet chilli one, which I've had, which is a lot of different
black pudding. Oh. We still do like a traditional Cornish pasty, which is the same recipe as what my grandma did years ago, which I were basically brought up on a Cornish pasty and a sausage roll on the way to school because I used to live above the shop as a kid. So they were my mum would order in the bakehouse. I would go downstairs dressed. That'd be my breakfast: a sausage roll and a pasty.
Listen, I've got to tell you, Paul looks very well.
Love your local high street on Stray FM. Love Ripon.
Welcome back to Ripon. We're here at Top Ripon Estate Agents, Dacre, Son and Hartley, and I'm here with Ben and Elliot. Good morning again, gentlemen.
Good morning again.
And Ben, first of all, what do you love about working and living here in Ripon? What do you love about it?
Oh, well, I love so many things. I've lived in Ripon kind of for 20 years now, so it's got such a great community. There's plenty of passionate residents all around who care for the well-being of the city. All the local businesses that are key to the culture, they get involved in events throughout the year, such as doing window displays, Christmas late night openings, and I just think it's wonderful for the city to have that many people who want to get that involved.
Love your local high street on Stray FM. Love Weatherby.
The Weatherby Whaler with that... Oh, that smell of fish and chips. The takeaway is downstairs. We're in the restaurant upstairs with senior fryer Mark. What I think is brilliant about this place is its accessibility, the fact that you're close to the A1M and you're in with good reach of Harrogate and Knaresborough. I know you've got customers who come down from Ripon as well and across from Leeds. A few celebrity faces have been in too, Mark?
Oh, crikey. So over the years, all your North East football teams, if you go from... Kenny Dalglish, Kevin Keegan, Bobby Robson, you name it, we've had golfers, we've had footballers, we've had darts players. But on the whole, yeah, we are right on the A1. We're the halfway house, if you like, between London and Edinburgh. And going back centuries, it's always been a great stop-off point for people. And long may that continue.
And what next for the Weatherby Whaler? Where do you go from here?
Well, we currently have five beautiful restaurants. As far as I'm concerned, never say never. We're always looking for a next venture, and if something crops up down the line, we shall look at it.
Just round the corner from us in Knaresborough would be perfect.
OK. That is within our reach.
If you want to find out more about Love Your Local High Street, you can go onto our website right now, strayfm.com.